From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Thai police are trying to track down those responsible for setting off explosions at tourist destinations in the southern provinces that killed at least four people and wounded dozens more. The explosions occurred late Thursday into Friday at seaside resort areas, including Phuket, that is, in nearby towns.
This morning when I was laying by the pool, we heard two further explosions, quite loud, sound very, very close to here. There's obviously a heightened threat because there's now police officers walking about. It's the first ones I've seen so far since it's been here for 2 days.
Police believe the explosions are the result of local sabotage, not the work of terrorists. The junta chief said the blasts are an attempt to create chaos and confusion. Thai voters just approved a junta-backed constitution the country's military leaders say opens the way for new elections, but critics see it as legitimizing the military's role in government for years to come. China state media says an explosion at a Chinese power plant killed at least 21 people and injured five. Investigations underway into the cause. And Pakistan is calling on Afghanistan to help create a formal intelligence-sharing deal so that the countries can better address allegations that their spy agencies are involved with anti-state violence on both sides of the shared border. The possible partnership follows a suicide attack at a Pakistani hospital early this week that killed at least 70. A splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the bloodshed in that area. This is VOA News. The United Nations is investigating allegations that the Syrian government has used